Iraqi security sources say ISIL terrorists have launched a massive attack on the oil refinery in Biji, 40 kilometers north of Tikrit, and took over parts of it. Iraqi army forces in Salah al-Din are trying to defend the refinery and repel the attacks after ISIL broke through the security barrier of the facility and burned some of the fuel tanks. The mayor of Biji called on the central government to intensify the deployment of security forces in northern Salah al-Din areas to contain repeated attacks by the terrorist group, which seeks to cut off supply routes to the security forces.
The terrorists are trying to control the refinery to show that they still have the upper hand in Salah al-Din and can achieve victories. ISIL is intensifying attacks there because it's afraid of the engagement of the popular mobilization in Salah al-Din battle.
Earlier, the head of Badr organization, Hadi Amiri, said the retreat of volunteer forces from Tikrit is behind what is happening today in Biji. Amiri said Tikrit was not liberated completely and that the Takfiris are still present in some parts of Salah al-Din. He stressed that the media war waged against the popular mobilization forced the government to call for its retreat from Salah al-Din, which was not appropriate and led to the fall of many areas under ISIL control after liberating it.
When the popular mobilization retreated from Beji, ISIL waged intensive attacks against the refinery and heavy clashes broke out between them and the Iraqi forces. The gap that the popular mobilization left was used by the terrorist group to retake over some liberated areas.
Iraqi Air Force, with the help of federal police and the SWAT forces, are now trying to flush ISIL out of the refinery and regain control of it. Analysts say taking over the refinery is not a military gain as much as it is a psychological one. For ISIL terrorists wants to show their presence in Salah al-Din through controlling the country's largest refinery. Rashan Saglami, Press TV, Baghdad.